Your personal preparation and positioning will determine if, how, and when you will personally become successful. Things and life are not an accident, nor are they just a happenstance. We know this because God tells us so. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, New King James Version, we are told, everything has its time. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Every season of a person's life is determined and purposed by God Himself. We are told this within the Holy Scriptures in the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verses 37 and 38, New King James Version. Who is he who speaks and it comes to pass, when the Lord has not commanded it? Is it not from the mouth of the Most High that woe and well-being proceed? And again, we are instructed in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 11, New King James Version. In him we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. God is ultimately involved in every beginning and ending, every growth and decline. What God Almighty has put into the human heart, eternity, cannot be discovered or fulfilled through only the experiences of this world. God has already gone before each of us and set the boundaries of the harvest, and one's observance of them affects the bounty. In all of life, to do anything out of season limits the prospects for full prosperity. It is for this very reason that personal patience and continuity of unrestricted work ethic is what always produces the greatest rewards. Throughout all of Solomon's writings within the Holy Scriptures, especially in the book of Proverbs, he emphasizes that there may be no greater wisdom than knowing the season of the tongue, discerning when to be silent and when to speak. See Proverbs chapter 25, verse 11, New King James Version. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver. The Apostle James reveals a mastery over personal speech with his disclosing the truth in the book of James, chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. So the simple test to all your personal efforts and investments is personal growth, is production. When things you are doing are not producing your desired expected results, after you have given or performed the necessary work ethic known to have produced your expected results, you have only one acceptable choice. Change. Adjust your work efforts. The truth is that it takes right work habits to produce right results. So if you know for certain that you are doing all the right work habits, then stay at it. Patience always pays off in the long run. Fact. The wrong job done perfectly is still the wrong job. Doing 99% of the required work ethic is 100% the wrong thing to do. It always takes 100% full work habit to produce the right results. If exposure of your own business opportunity requires a 5 times a week work effort for 2 to 5 years, then make absolute certain that you show your plan for success 5 times per week for 2 to 5 years without fail or disruption. Remember what I have previously told you. Evaluated experience and knowledge times action equals power. Now, how you acquire your necessary knowledge and experience is totally up to you. I have always taught, because I had to learn this the hard way by my own broken nose, is totally and completely up to you. My advice today is the same as it always was and continues to be. Whenever crossing a minefield, always follow somebody. Use the proven manners, knowledge, and experience of those people who have gone before you to build your own business. Follow the proven efforts of the successful people who have blazed the trail before you. The best, wisest, safest, and most profitable way to negotiate the dangers, toils, and snares that await the neophyte business builder is through the advice and leading of a highly qualified personal mentor. This is the very reason this website, www.davesevern.com, was established. A true statement that I learned over 42 years ago still holds true today. Which way is best and least painful for you to learn from? My broken nose or yours? Mentorship is key to you succeeding. Many people today fail to achieve their personal dreams and goals simply because they are followers. Instead of growing themselves into great leaders because of ignorance and laziness, they are unwilling to precisely follow the advice and counsel of their mentor. Hence, they fail in their efforts to build huge business organizations. Heed my words. Grow yourself mentally, physically, and spiritually. The results show the world does all of your own talking for you. Because of these reasons, leading volunteers is the most difficult of all personal leadership techniques to teach. You cannot ever boss or order around volunteers. Since the most difficult person on earth to lead is yourself, you have to get good at leading yourself. Let your example teach your own followers what they should be doing for themselves. Fact. Input must precede output. You must first grow mentally before you can ever grow physically. This is precisely the manner and way that God Almighty designed the human being to function and grow. This is the very reason why I have chosen to build this website. I am laying my broken nose out in the open for all those who want to see and learn from it. The content of this website is the accumulation of over 45 years of evaluated experience from owning and successfully operating my own business together with my wife, that now, after nearly one half century later, circumvents the world. This website is thorough and complete. Its communicated wisdom is a great source of new knowledge for you to consume and use in your own business building efforts. Oh, and one last word of caution. It has taken me over 6 decades to accumulate this wisdom and knowledge. Please don't think that you can grasp it all in a 2-minute voicemail message, 2-line text, or email message. While the internet is a great new technology, remember it took God 7 full 24-hour days to create our world. Doing things right always takes more than an instant, or 100 characters or less in a smartphone message. 2 other short points. I would sincerely like to hear from you concerning the presented messages and their content. Please let me hear from you regarding these articles of discussion. I very much value your personal opinion as to their content. Secondly, if you know somebody who might also value the information included within these messages, please pass on the website contact address. Misery shared is halved. Joy shared is doubled. Peace and love to all of you. Papa Bear.